Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to Turf Show Times Radio, the Pod TST podcast. This is a Monday morning check-in, and on Sunday evening, the Rams defeated the Chicago Bears 34-14 to move to 1-0 on the season. Sean McVay now 5-0 in week one since taking over the Rams in 2017. And you could definitely say that Sunday night against the Bears had to be the most promising start of McVay's career as head coach, in large thanks to the performance of Matthew Stafford and LA's defense in defeating the Bears so easily. I think, you know, some people thought it was difficult, but I know that as fans, we tend to focus maybe on what could go wrong as opposed to what went right. And a lot went right for the Rams on Sunday as opposed to the last two seasons when a lot, you know, still went right for LA, going, you know, 9-7 in 2019 and making the playoffs in 2020 and winning a playoff game. You know, a lot of teams like the Detroit Lions don't even experience the highs of 9-7 and missing the playoffs or winning a playoff game. So it's not as though the Rams were doing a lot that went wrong here recently, but clearly the addition of Matthew Stafford puts a level of explosion in the passing offense and that the Rams haven't had with Jared Goff, and it takes pressure off of the running game. And I think Daryl Henderson, clearly by the end, the Chicago Bears defense was worried enough about LA's passing attack, maybe worn down a little bit, but that was when Daryl Henderson and the running game was able to get going a little bit more late in the second half. But overall, the big difference is clearly on LA's ability to take advantage of opportunities when they come to them. Even if you said that Stafford's two deep passes early in the game were on blown coverages, or even if you said that, you know, blown coverages or poor defense was a part of the problem for Chicago last night, you still couldn't make the argument that Jared Goff and the passing offense was taking advantage of blown coverages or opportunities like that last season when they came. So obviously the Rams have a different element of passing to their offense, and Sean McVay helped, you know, make and facilitate this trade for Matthew Stafford in large part to get that going. And we saw that against the Bears. The snap counts. The Rams played 52 offensive snaps in week one, and the entire offensive line and Matthew Stafford, of course, played in all 52 snaps. You'd have to say that the offensive line, for the most part, four quarters against a talented defensive line of the Chicago Bears, held up pretty well for the most part. You know, there was that moment when Akeem Hicks of the Bears, you know, pushed through and over Brian Allen, but Akeem Hicks is one of the best defensive tackles and defensive linemen in the NFL at times. So not that crazy. And Tyler Higbee also played in 100% of the snaps, which isn't that surprising now given the non-presence of Gerald Everett. Johnny Munt just playing in 15 snaps. That's 29% of the team's offensive snaps. So a lot more of a presence now for Tyler Higbee, who had 5 catches for 68 yards in the game. Those are the types of very solid performances from Tyler Higbee that would also be very beneficial to the Rams offense if he was able to consistently produce more like that with Matthew Stafford as the quarterback. You know, it doesn't seem like a lot, but last year, Tyler Higbee's season high for single game yardage was 67 yards, and he only had one game where he caught 5 passes. So technically speaking, Monday night, 5 catches for 68 yards was Tyler Higbee one of his best game, and he had a 37-yard reception in the contest. receivers. Cooper Kupp played 49 snaps. Robert Woods played 40 snaps. Van Jefferson played 36 snaps. And DeSean Jackson played 14 snaps. You also saw Tutu Atwell for two snaps. So overall, Cooper Kupp playing most of the game. Robert Woods also playing in most of the game. But Van Jefferson really stepping into his role as the number three wide receiver. And DeSean Jackson providing a little bit of something when he could on Sunday night. And we'll see how much more comfortable Jackson gets if he stays healthy 5, 6, 7 games into the season. And then that'll evolve as it does. But overall, it was a very great performance by LA's top three receivers, Kupp, Woods, and Jefferson. You won't see a lot of Tutu Atwell, most likely. So that's what we got out of that. And then Darrell Henderson playing in 49 snaps. So Darrell Henderson, basically a three down back. We saw Sony Michel for three snaps, and that was it. No other running backs out there on the field. It was Darrell Henderson's opportunity. And Darrell Henderson, you know, had a decent night. I think, you know, kind of didn't have more to put on the field than what the offensive line or the defense was giving him. But late in the game, like I said, he was able to carve out a longer run there. And that's everybody that got a snap for the Rams offense on Sunday night. Defensively, LA played 69 snaps. Taylor Rapp, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Williams, and Jordan Fuller, the whole secondary, played the entire game, as did linebacker Kenny Young. And Aaron Donald played in 66 of 69 snaps. So Aaron Donald was out there for pretty much the entire game. Then you've got Leonard Floyd, Sebastian Joseph Day, and Justin Hollins, each playing in at least 74% of the snaps. David Long, the cornerback who had an interception in the end zone, played in 39 snaps. Robert Rochelle played in a lot, actually. The rookie played in 39 snaps. That's 57% of the defensive snaps. So Robert Rochelle was a 39%. Did I say 39 or did I look at David Long's number? Robert Rochelle had 27 snaps, so 39% of the team's defensive snaps was quite a lot and unexpected for Robert Rochelle. And he did have pass defense at the end of the game. Greg Gaines, 25 snaps. A'shaun Robinson, 23 snaps. Troy Reader, only 19 snaps on defense for Troy Reader. Terrell Lewis got in 17 snaps. Jonah Williams, Nick Scott, Michael Hoyt, and then Justin Lawler, activated from the practice squad, got in 6 snaps on defense and 14 snaps on special teams. Other guys who played in a lot of special team snaps: Troy Reader, Nick Scott, Traven Howard, Ernest Jones, Terrell Burgess. So Jake Funk, Tyler Hall, the cornerback, who also was activated from the practice squad. Jacob Harris got in 11 special team snaps, Johnny Munt. So as far as who got in on coverages and special teams and might be able to carve out a 17-game role there, you did see Ernest Jones. You did see Terrell Burgess. You did see Jake Funk and Tyler Hall and Jacob Harris. You just didn't see them on offense or defense, really. But that is what happened there in the first game as far as snap counts. You've already seen the game recapped one way or 10 others. So that's what you can take away from the Rams' first game of the season, is that they are 1-0 and that they looked a lot like I think we expected. And still, when you expect it, you just don't know what to really believe until it's there in front of you. So one game of Matthew Stafford looks fantastic. The Rams are first in the NFL in net yards per pass attempt, and really the whole NFC West put on a passing show in week one. The entire division won their games. The entire division won pretty easily all their games. Only San Francisco really got into some hot water at the end with touchdowns and two-point conversions and onside kicks by Jared Goff and the Lions there at the end. But again, that game kind of just put on display the differences between Stafford and Goff, as Goff didn't even complete a deep pass attempt until there was less than a minute and a half remaining in the game. So that is sort of the difference, as we saw Stafford complete a deep pass on his second attempt of the game, and then another and another and another. And it's going to be a different type of season for the LA Rams, just like it'll be a different type of season here on Turf Show Times Radio. This has been a Rams Monday morning check-in. So subscribe to Turf Show Times Radio for more regular check-ins. This Wednesday, I'll be talking to Mina Kimes of ESPN and of the Rams preseason broadcast booth. So check out that podcast midweek coming up as we get ready for the Indianapolis Colts. I'm Kenneth Arthur.